clean contact.
I'd hit it again because that shot was a defining moment. And when a defining moment comes along, you define the moment, or the moment defines you.
Oh my goodness.
Hello and welcome to the Golf Practice Podcast. My name is Andy Hayes and I'm here by myself today recording this intro to kind of a unique episode of our podcast. Last time we talked about swing thoughts, about the different things experts and professionals think that you should be thinking about during your golf swing. Some say you should think about the target, some about where the club is, some about the technical parts of the swing. And with so many different ideas out there, I wanted to ask a bunch of different people in the golf practice family what their swing thoughts were. I talked to some of our PGA professionals, admin people, high school students, future college golfers, to kind of see what is actually going on in their minds when they're playing golf, when they're swinging the golf club. To me, what's most fascinating about listening back to these is how different they all are. I mean, for the most part, when we're playing golf, it seems like we're all playing the same game, right? We're trying to hit a golf ball into the hole in as few strokes as possible. And on the outside, it looks like everyone is doing the same thing. If you were to look around at a golf course, everyone's doing the same thing pretty much. But when you hear what people's swing thoughts are, when you hear what's actually going through people's minds when they're playing golf, you see that at some level, at some deep level, we're all playing different games. And that is fascinating. So what follows are our interviews. In order of appearance, Mike Schroeder, Alex Pryor, Jansen Miserak, Rob Kruger, Gianna Martino, Julia Shafir, Isabella Martino, and Chris Olerking. And I hope that you enjoy these as much as I did.
I'm just going to close my eyes.
When you're playing golf, Mike, what are your swing thoughts?
Is it recording?
It's
right
recording,
now?
Man.
It is.
It sure is. Talking to the mic.
So what was the question?
What are your swing thoughts? Hold the mic pointed to your mouth.
There what you are my swing thoughts?
Yes.
My swing thoughts before hitting the shot
yep.
or going into the shot?
Let's start at the beginning.
At the beginning? I'm a big think box, play box guy. Think box is before you even walk into the ball.
Seriously, closer. Like this. Yeah, right there.
Really?
Okay. Yes.
I don't like that.
Okay. You're saying think box. Just start with think boxes.
Can we just restart?
Yeah. No, I'm going to cut this all out. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ask the question again.
First tee, we got a wide open fairway. You're hitting driver. What kind of goes through your mind?
What's going through my mind is I'm looking down the fairway for a target line. Now that can be anything as a tree in the background, a cloud in the sky, or even the 150 marker. But this is all happening behind the ball. I'm not taking practice swings or anything like that. Back to the think box, play box.
Okay.
When you're in that think box, you got to make sure that, okay, I'm going to hit a draw. I'm going to hit a fade. I got to make sure I'm aiming the right way. And then once you've decided what shot you're going to hit, I like to hit a draw.
Okay.
Or if I go to my natural swing, I'll hit a fade. But if I'm going to hit a draw, I'm telling myself, okay, swing out right. Make sure I'm closing the club face. But once I step out of that think box and I step into the ball, those thoughts go away and it turns into a feel. Now
okay.
I take two practice swings, feel the draw, and then I execute. Now,
awesome.
Usually I hit the draw, but if I don't hit the draw, it's not the end of the world because I'm also paying attention to my misses.
Got it.
I want to play to my misses as a strength. So
yep.
If I'm going to hit the draw, I want to make sure I have enough room. So if it does decide to fade a little bit, I'm safe.
Yeah. But you have very, like, distinct times where, like, this is the time for thinking, and then, like, this is the time for actually playing and hitting the shot. And,
yes.
Like, they don't really overlap.
No, there's no overlapping. I try to tell all my students not to think when they're hitting their shot and to think outside of it.
Got it.
For example, I had one student right before every tournament, they would ask me, what swing do I do? And I'm kind of like, well, what do you mean? you're going to use the swing that works. I know we're in the middle of a swing change, but you got to go with what works. And if you're thinking about what swing to use, you're doing too much thinking.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, you got to eliminate the thinking.
So even for you over the ball, when you're in play, as you are saying, play box mode, do you still have the target in your mind or you just have nothing?
I'm thinking of the target.
Okay.
But not exactly like the flag. Like I said, I'm picking something behind the flag or a tree. Or something other than the flag that I want to start my ball on.
Is it ever a cloud?
Depends how fast the clouds are moving.
That's what I was going to say. I was like, there could be a cloud up there that
if there
moves,
is a cloud up there, but if it moves, you're going to...
That'd be a great excuse, like a pro player. He's like, well, I was aiming at the cloud, but it moved, and so I hit it out of bounds.
I'd love to hear Tiger say that one day.
Okay, Mike. Well, thank you very much.
No problem, Andy. It was a pleasure.
So, Alex, what is your swing thought?
Well, my swing thought actually evolves over time, what the amount of practice I'm putting into it. But right now my swing thought is I'm trying to get my left shoulder behind the ball, and I'm trying to follow through at the target.
So you have like a specific, like a technique-related thought in your head.
Yeah, when I'm swinging, I'm trying to turn my torso so my left shoulder is in back of the ball.
But you're not like some people have like not try to go blank, or other people try to like just see a target in the distance. You think of like a technical part of your swing.
Well, it's a good question. I mean, while we're inside right now, right, I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to think about my swing. Now, when I'm out on the golf course, you know, that's something that could potentially change. But when I'm on the golf course, I'm trying to think more of what the shot I'm trying to hit is, what the yardage, what the target is. But when I'm swinging, indoors, you know, I'm trying to work on something with my swing on the hopes that when you go outside, it's gonna translate.
Yeah. So let's say we're outside, hole one, driver, wide open fairway. Are you thinking hit it in the fairway? Are you still thinking turn your shoulder? Do you, like, pick out a tree in the distance?
Well, the goal is that when you get up there, you're thinking more about your target and what the actual shot is and not about the swing.
Okay.
You know, now whether or not that's actually executed when you have one thing in particular that you're working on. I mean, I tend to find things... I tend to find things that I'm, working on in particular at that moment. So I'll have something that I'm working on, and it'll kind of click, and my swing will feel great. And then if my swing starts to fall apart, then I'll find something else that I'm particularly working on, and that'll kind of. So it's really kind
and
of.
And you do that throughout your round?
No, that'll be like throughout a whole season.
Okay.
Where I'll be playing. I'll be playing well, or I'll be focused, and then it'll whether or not it's me playing poorly or just not, playing enough or whatever. When I get back into it, it always seems like there's a catalyst, a swing thought that okay, here's how I'm getting my swing back, or here's right, and then the finish line is usually, when I'm out on the course, is not something I think about anymore. It just kind of is.
So the goal for you is ultimately no swing thoughts.
That's the goal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, Jansen, what is your swing thought?
My swing thought? That is a great question. I think that it changes depending on the day, depending on what my intention is for the day or my practice.
You're good.
And but I would say for now, right now my swing is in a very good spot. So I'm thinking more of patience is my swing thought. So I have to be patient in my transition in order to execute the ball flight or the swing to produce the ball flight that I want. So that's really been my main thought. If you want to talk more technically, like
well, I like that one. I mean. in the Bible, one of the fruits of the Spirit is patience. Do you just rotate fruits of the Spirit throughout your...
No, but maybe I should try.
Yeah. Self-control is another one. So kindness.
Self-control. I say that's...
Maybe we're onto something with this. Oh. A new book.
Or a new podcast episode.
Okay. Very specific audience for...
Yeah, it's great.
So, like, when you're playing well in the summer outside... Mm-hmm. Driver on hole one, wide open fairway. What's going through your head? In the past?
I've always been super, super confident in my driver. So even when I'm not swinging well or my swing might be a little off, I never get technical with the driver. I always know what the ball flight typically is going to be, and so I pick a target, and all I'm trying to do is swing hard at that target.
Swing hard at the target.
Yeah. Not hard, but swing confidently at that target. Yeah.
Okay. Do you get more technical with clubs that aren't the driver? Like you said you've always been confident with your driver, so you don't get technical. Maybe one of the reasons you're less confident with your other clubs because you get too technical?
That's a good question, too. I don't think so. I think I just take in more... there's more elements to some of the other shots, in my opinion. I just don't think about the driver. I don't try to make it more complicated than it is because it's a fairway. It's wide. It's not just... It's not a whole location in a certain part of the green.
And that's a perfect lie. Level stands everything.
Exactly. There's not as many things.
So you only see a target in the distance and you don't think about anything else whatsoever?
I think about, if you want to talk technically.
I want to know everything that's going in your brain at the moment.
Yeah, so I would say, like, you know, in the most simple way when I'm actually playing, it's what I said earlier of being patient to produce the swing that I want to produce. But going into more of the technique, I'm thinking in my backswing, load. And I know what that feeling is in my swing of what I need to do. And then I'm thinking open my body to the target as fast as I can. Now, while I'm opening my body as fast as I can, I'm thinking about which direction I want my hand path to go in order to produce a draw or a fade.
So that is a pretty technical swing thought.
Yeah, I've tried to dumb it down as simple as possible to be load, open, hand path. Sweet. So I just try and keep it as simple as that. And the preparation for the shot at hand of, okay, where does my hand path need to go? How long do I need to load? How much those kind of things. All those decisions are made way before I even address the ball.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
You just have to hold this right there, and I'm just going to say, Rob, what are your swing thoughts?
Okay.
That's it. We're gone. What are your swing thoughts?
So I really don't think much when I'm ready to hit the ball. Most of my thinking occurs before I hit the ball.
Okay.
So, like, when I get up over the shot, and I've already made all the decisions as to what club and how far it needs to go, and I have that in my mind, I rehearse my backswing to make sure I get things in the right line on the way back and my club where I need it.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I get over the ball, I usually have one other thought that I'm trying to work on technically with my swing. And right now it's just to make sure I take it as far back as I can.
Okay.
To extend all the way back. So that when I get back there, then I just let it go.
Yeah.
So once I get over the ball and I'm ready to hit it, not too much thinking at all.
But still, you have one thought, one technical thought. And right now it's get it as far back as possible.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So like a full shoulder turn or there's a lot of other technical things. But really, it's to get all the way back as far as I can so that I have as much power in the swing as I can.
Got it. Have you always had... throughout your life playing golf, like, has that been helpful for you? Like, always one thing to focus on?
Yeah, I've listened to a lot of other people when they think about it with their swing thoughts, and it's, the swing happens so quickly.
Right.
I can only do one thing at a time.
Yeah.
So,
when I have had one thought, like, take it as far back, then I just have a horrible turn through the ball. And so, like, I almost, like, overcompensate with my one thought.
Right.
So mine is just, like, I only think about the target and just like trust that I swing.
Right.
So I don't have anything technical because that doesn't work for me. But
the only time I remember I was playing really well, hitting the ball really solidly, is there was a, I could absolutely feel my wrists at impact.
Huh.
I would just be able to focus on my backswing was good, my follow through was good, and the swing tempo was really solid, and I was pretty grooved. So I just concentrated on what it felt like right at the bottom of the swing when my club hit the ball and where my wrists were. And I just paid attention to that, you know, 1/100th of a second at impact. And while I was following through, before I even saw where the ball went, in my brain I would try to imagine where I thought it would go. And when those two lined up, man, that was perfect.
So and when you were playing your best, it was more a feel. You were feeling something than, like, giving yourself instruction.
Exactly. Cool. Now I have to just think about taking it back because that's where I'm working right
now. Yeah. Okay. Cool. Well, thanks.
Thank you.
We have so many people who listen to this. Okay, so Gianna, what is your swing thought?
When I walk up,
hold on. Put this closer to your. Put this closer.
Wait, I had to think.
You can start over. You can start over. But seriously, hold the microphone like this. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Can I go?
And spit out your gum, or just hold it. Give it to your sister.
Put it on your tongue. I got it.
All right. Okay.
Probably when I'm swinging, I think, don't mess this up, don't mess this up. And then I also go, wait, you can't think that way. So then I'm like, you got this, G, you got this.
Wow, so that all goes through your head before every single shot?
Oh, well, mostly my tee shots.
Your tee shots?
So I'm like, you can't embarrass yourself in front of these people.
Wow. So that all happens as you're over the ball or before?
Probably before when I'm walking up.
When you're like after the practice swing, as you're walking up?
Yeah.
You go, don't mess this up, don't mess this up. Oh, wait, I can't think that. You got this?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you get over the ball, actually. And then do you just hit it, or any last lingering thoughts?
Kind of just hit it. Hope for the best.
Do you find that those two voices, like, fight, and when you're playing well, like, the you got this one is louder in your head, and when you're playing bad, the don't mess up voice?
Yeah.
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 Okay. Well, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Down for your first tee shot.
Okay.
Yeah.
In front of everybody.
Okay. Yeah. All right, Julius.
Are we doing our first tee shot?
Well, we really.
No.
You're focusing too much on, like, the rules. There are no rules. I'm just saying what thoughts are going through your head as you're hitting your shot.
Wait. Can I speak? Okay.
Yeah. Speak. But just hold the microphone up a little bit closer here. Yeah. Okay. Should we ask her again? Okay. So what? Wait. Tell me when. You're the camera. Did I miss it? All right. What swing thoughts do you have when you're playing golf?
Usually, like behind the ball, I'm kind of thinking and telling myself to breathe, and I do 4 quick deep breaths, and then I also kind of picture what I want the ball to look like when I hit it. And then after that, I kind of just let everything go and then go up to the ball and hit it.
Have you always done that your whole life?
No. Not even close.
When did you start and how did you learn that?
About last year.
Is that from Arthur?
Yeah. Entirely.
Yeah. Danny, when he was on this podcast, said he does breathing exercise, but he wouldn't go into detail. So I'm glad you're telling me a little bit about what
this is. I'm
trying.
I mean, it's not very, like, intricate, but that's, like, the general idea. Yeah.
So first tee, we got, let's say, wide open fairway, you're going to hit driver. You grab a driver out of your bag. What goes through your head after that?
Kind of just my routine, and then which includes, like, the 4 deep breaths at the end, and then picturing the ball, and then just going for it.
And so when you're actually standing over the ball about to swing, do you have a target in mind? Do you have a thought?
It's middle of the fairway, basically. And then if I'm hitting a fade that day, like I usually am, then a little bit more right.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. So Isabella, when first tee, wide open fairway, you grab a driver, what goes through your head from that point on?
Well, when I first get up to the tee, I get very nervous and I feel all the nerves, but then I tell myself, you know, relax. All you have to do is swing, and you'll be good. I don't let myself think. I try and, like, let my mind be open and just swing and see what happens.
swing and then see what happens? So you're not even afraid. Are you afraid of the results or?
I don't like to be afraid of the results because when you're afraid, it's letting yourself be afraid, which leads you to having a bad outcome.
Yeah. I mean, I agree, but I just wasn't expecting that. So is this stuff you learned from Arthur?
Yes.
And has it been easy to implement, or does like your past self kind of like come up a little bit?
Well, I've always been kind of easygoing. I never really got upset with myself in golf. Okay. So I've always been like open to like the outcome, but Arthur definitely like told me that being open is what you need to do. Like, you can't let yourself think, oh, what if I do this bad? Because then the outcome is going to be bad.
Yeah. No, that's true. Kind of. One of my favorite part of the swing is, like, the finish, because it's like you're opening a present for the first time and you get to see what's inside. Sometimes it's good and sometimes it's coal, you know? Yeah. So, but, yeah, it kind of reminded me what you said. Yeah, great. Anything else?
No.
No, that's it?
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, great. Thanks. So Chris, when you spend a lot of time teaching golf, but when you're actually playing golf on the course, what is going through your head?
So there are certain data points in my swing that I or checkpoints, you can call them, that I try to swing the club through and have my body swing through. Do you want those specific checkpoints?
Sure. So checkpoints as like at this point in my swing I want the club at this angle?
But I think of it as like through movement. So the club is swinging through like a position, or my hip is getting to a certain point in space.
Yeah, I do want to hear what those are.
Unfortunately, they embody the entire swing.
Okay.
So there's probably about like five.
Five?
Yeah.
Well, what are some of the highlights?
So I like to, on my takeaway position, sometimes I get my arms swinging too far to the inside. So I kind of feel like I have to, as my body starts turning in my backswing, I have to actually reach outward with my arms. And then the top of my swing, there's a point where I feel like my hands need to be.
Yeah.
And then in my transition, as I shift, my left hip has to get to a certain place, and the club has to get through that same position that it got to on the backswing.
So are you doing all this while you're actually swinging?
Got a lot of practice doing it.
Okay. But so not like, we've heard from some other like students of yours who have talked about like not thinking about anything. But you seem to be thinking about a ton of stuff.
Yeah. And I think it's more because I'm a student of the game and a teacher of the game, not necessarily like a competitive player anymore. So my whole life is about studying the swing and the mechanics of the swing. And so I just found since I've become a teacher that it's hard not to be overly obsessed about those places. And I would say when I'm playing my best golf, I'm aware of those positions, but I'm not trying to force those positions. Okay. And when I'm not playing great, I'm usually forcing them.
Got it. So when, at your best, you're just aware of something.
Correct.
And at your worst, you're overly controlling.
Yes.
Great. Clean contact.
I'd hit it again, because that shot was a defining moment. And when a defining moment comes along, you define the moment, or the moment defines you.
Well, here it comes.